Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the fourth week of Lent, March 19th, 2026, and today the Church celebrates the solemnity of St. Joseph, the husband of Mary. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, "Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home.'" There are moments in the Gospel where very few words are spoken, yet an entire life is revealed. Today we stand before one of those moments. Saint Joseph does not preach. He does not argue. He does not explain himself. He does not even speak. But Scripture gives him a title that says everything. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, righteous, not rigid, not self-protective, not concerned with appearances, but righteous. And what does his righteousness look like? When faced with confusion, disappointment, and what must have felt like betrayal, he chooses mercy. When the law would have justified exposure, he chooses silence. When his heart must have been breaking, he chooses to protect Mary's dignity. This is the righteousness of Joseph, and this is the righteousness to which we are all called. We often imagine Joseph as serene and peaceful, but the Gospel invites us to contemplate something far more human. Joseph is a just man. He lives according to the law. He has planned a life. He has entrusted his future to God, and suddenly everything no longer makes sense. Mary is with child. The Gospel does not push, does not rush past this moment. It tells us such was his intention. Joseph has made a decision quietly, thoughtfully, without anger, without scandal, without vengeance. This is not the righteousness of someone who is certain. This is the righteousness of someone who is wounded. True righteousness is not tested when life is easy. It is revealed when we are confused, disappointed, or hurt. What do we do when our expectations collapse, when people fail us, when God seems silent? Joseph shows us righteousness is mercy under pressure. Then something extraordinary happens. God does not intervene in the public square. God does not send a sign in daylight. God does not correct Joseph through a voice from the heavens, but God speaks in a dream, in the quiet, in the hidden place, in the interior room. Joseph is a contemplative man. He is able to hear God because his heart is not noisy with resentment. His silence becomes a place where God can enter. And the angel says, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid." That is the heart of the message. Do not be afraid. Trust. Surrender your plans. Step into this mystery. Take Mary into your home. Receive what you did not choose. Joseph's righteousness becomes obedience to the unexpected will of God. After the dream, Joseph does something that defines his holiness. He wakes up and he acts. No hesitation, no demand for further proof, no explanation to others. He takes Mary into his home. From that moment on, Joseph's life will be marked by poverty, obscurity, the flight into Egypt, hidden labor, responsibility for a child who is not biologically his, a mission that no one fully understands. Joseph never sees the public ministry of Jesus. He never sees the miracles. He never hears the Sermon on the Mount. His entire vocation is lived in hidden faithfulness. This is the great lesson of Saint Joseph. Righteousness is not about being important. Righteousness is all about being faithful. Joseph teaches us a deeply contemplative way of life. He listens more than he speaks. He protects more than he claims. He obeys more than he understands. He loves without needing recognition. In a world that constantly seeks visibility, Joseph shows us the holiness of the hidden life. There is a righteousness that no one sees. The patience you show at home, the forgiveness you offer quietly, the duty you carry without praise, the prayers you whisper when no one is watching, the sacrifices known only to God. This is the righteousness of Joseph, and it matters more than any public success. On this solemnity of Saint Joseph, the Church invites us to examine our own hearts. Where is God asking me to choose mercy instead of judgment? To protect someone's dignity instead of exposing their weakness, to trust life, trust when life no longer makes sense, to surrender a plan we were holding on to tightly, to embrace a responsibility we did not choose. And perhaps most deeply, where is God saying to me, do not be afraid? Because fear is the great enemy of righteousness. Fear makes us control. Fear makes us defend. Fear makes us protect our image. Joseph shows us another way. Trust makes us available. Joseph never performs a miracle. He never speaks a recorded word. He never leads a crowd. And yet the salvation of the world passed through his obedience, because he said yes. Mary was protected. Because he said yes, Jesus had a home. Because he said yes, the incarnation unfolded in safety and dignity. God entrusted the greatest treasure of heaven to a man whose greatness was hidden. And perhaps that is the encouragement many of us need to hear today. Your hidden faithfulness matters. Your quiet obedience matters. Your unseen sacrifices matter. God builds his kingdom through people like Joseph. Let us pray. Saint Joseph, righteous and faithful guardian, you who listened for the voice of God in silence, teach us the holiness of the hidden life. When our plans fall apart, help us to trust the will of God. When we are wounded or disappointed, give us the grace to choose mercy. When fear rises within us, remind our hearts of the angel's words, "Do not be afraid." Teach us to protect the dignity of others, to love without seeking recognition, to serve without needing praise, and to remain faithful in the ordinary duties of life. Guardian of the Holy Family, protect our families and our homes and our hearts. Help us to welcome Jesus into our lives as you welcomed him into yours, with humility, courage, and quiet trust. Saint Joseph, O righteous man, pray for us. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection on the Solemnity of St. Joseph, I invite you to return here each day to my hermitage, where we reflect over the Word of God and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.